Now, I really want you to grab hold of what God is conveying by having had Moses write this in the book of Numbers. A connection between his power. Well, let me read it to you. Moses is interceding on behalf of not just the children of Israel, the Israelites, based on their repeated, as God said himself, contempt for God. How many of us show contempt for God by repeatedly sinning against him? No matter what he does for us, no matter how he chastises us, we get some relief, things are cool, and we treat him disrespectfully again. When we do that, we're treating him with contempt. When we refuse to believe him. Now, God understands that there are going to be some times when we're just truly afraid and we're not being disrespectful. We just haven't developed to the point where our faith in God is what it can be. And as time goes on, you know, many of us will grow and grow and grow. We'll allow the Spirit of God to teach us more about how we live lives of faith, where we're truly believing in our God, and we get to a point where we're believing more and more and more. Well, if you notice the pattern with the Israelites traveling through the wilderness, they never got to the point where they believed God more and more and more. They never believed him. That's why they kept complaining and murmuring, but their constant complaining, their murmuring, their grumbling, despite the fact that God miraculously brought water for them, miraculously provided them with food, and they still would not believe. It is not because they could not believe. It's because they would not believe. It's just as God said, they refused to believe God. It is just as God said, in their haughtiness, their arrogance, their pride, they treated God, the Almighty God, with contempt. And he was angry at them, ready to destroy them. And Moses, to whom God was speaking, when he made it clear that he was ready to destroy those people, Moses said in Numbers chapter 14, beginning at verse 17, "Now may the Lord's strength be displayed just as you have declared." And some, I'm reading from the NIV, some translations will use the word power there. "Now may the Lord's strength or power be displayed just as you have declared." Now, when we're reading about the great friend of God, the mighty Moses, saying, "Lord, let your strength be displayed." What do you suppose would follow that? In other words, how would God display his strength in this context? The people, supposedly the people of God, have continued to treat him with contempt. He's ready to destroy them. And his friend Moses is praying to him, "God, don't destroy them." He says, "Instead, let your strength be displayed. Let your power be displayed just as you have declared." And then he goes on to remind God of what God had declared about himself. What are you expecting God to do to display his strength? Make the people believe him? Suddenly come up with a way to make them strong? And make them a people ready to go up and take possession of the land he promised by taking it from the people who are already there? How is Moses going to ask God to display his strength, his power? This is how he does it in verse 18. "Now may the Lord," verse 17 again, "now may the Lord's strength be displayed just as you have declared." And now he's getting ready to quote God in verse 18. "The Lord is slow to anger abounding in love and forgiving sin and rebellion. How is God's strength going to be displayed? His power going to be displayed? By being slow to anger, abounding in love, and forgiving sin and even rebellion. But Moses isn't through. Yet, he does not leave the guilty unpunished. He punishes the children for the sin of the fathers to the third and fourth generation. In accordance with your great love, forgive the sin of these people, just as you have pardoned them from the time they left Egypt until now. So how is Moses asking God to display his strength? He asked God to display his strength, but then he makes clear how he wants God to display his strength by forgiving the people again. I've shared it with you before, ladies and gentlemen. It takes power to forgive, especially when people sin against you badly, egregiously, and even more so when they're not only sinning against you in terrible ways, but they sin against you over and over and over again. It takes power to forgive them. I mean, to truly forgive them. This is God's response to Moses. The Lord replied, verse 20, I have forgiven them as you asked. Nevertheless, as surely as I live, and as surely as the glory of the Lord fills the whole earth, not one of the men who saw my glory and the miraculous signs I performed in Egypt and in the desert, but who disobeyed me and tested me 10 times, not one of them will ever see the land I promised on oath to their forefathers. He gave the specific number of times that those people had shown him contempt. 10 times. Don't believe people when they say, God doesn't see me as I am. He sees me as I will be. No, he sees you as you are and as you will be. That's how he deals with our sins. He does forgive. He truly does forgive. We should always remember that. But we should also always remember that God does also punish. Remember, although Moses, the friend of God, the man who knew God so very, very well, said to God, you forgive, he also said to God, yet you do not leave the guilty unpunished. He punishes, is what Moses said. That is part of the equation, ladies and gentlemen. But I do want to say to you again, he does also forgive. It takes power to forgive. He's our Father. We also forgive. But remember, it takes power to forgive. And we receive that power from God.